So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Dina Mamanis Bishleisha. A monetary case is judged by a bezin of three as follows. Zeb bar liyachad, v'zeb bar liyachad, v'shneim bar lan oid echad, divrei meir. Remeir says each party chooses one judge, and together the two parties choose the third judge. V'chacham aimrim, shnei dayanim bar lan oid echad, the chacham say that the two judges choose the third judge. The Gemara explains, Maishno da avar hachi. The reason it's done this way is because mitech shezeb bar l'dayin echad, v'zeb bar l'dayin echad, v'shneim bar lan oid echad, yotza din lamitay. The Bali Din will comply with Bezdin's decision since they chose the Dayanim. The Gemara initially assumes that Remeir v'Chacham disagree in Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's halacha of Ein ha'edim chayisman al ashtar, elam kein yoidin mi chayisman imam. Witnesses should not sign a document unless they know beforehand all those who are meant to sign. Because as Rashi explains, Shem yichtim imohem eid echad pasal, u'mavatl eidus kulam animtza eilu baishim. There is a concern that a possible witness will sign along with him, and as a result, the entire Eidus will be disqualified, which will cause them embarrassment. The same concern also applies to a Dayan. Therefore, the Chacham holds Shnei Dayanim Barlin Oid Echad. The two Dayanim must approve the third Dayan out of concern that a Dayan possible will join the Bezdin. Remeir disagrees and holds V'shneim Barlin and Oid Echad. The Bali Din can choose the third Dayan, and the two Dayanim do not need to approve the third Dayan because there is no concern for a Dayan possible. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all do agree that there is a concern for a dayan pasul, and therefore das ha-dayanin kule amalei pligi debeinan. All agree that the two dayanin must approve the third dayan. Ki pligi bedas balei dinin. They disagree only in whether the balei din must also approve the third dayan. Remeir holds das balei dinin nami beinan. The balei din must also approve the third dayan. While the Rabbanan hold das balei dinin lei beinan, the balei din do not need to approve the third dayan. The Mishnah continues, Zeb poisel dayone shel zeh, v'zeb poisel dayone shel zeh, divrei Remeir. Remeir says each party can disqualify the other party's judge that he already chose. While the Chacham say it depends. Emesai, bizman shemevi alein rayesh en kareven oi pesulun. He can disqualify a dayan only with proof that the dayan is indeed possible, such as he is a relative or disqualified to be a dayan. Avalam hoyu kesherin oi mumchen mepi bezdin, ein yochel apostlan. He cannot disqualify a dayan without proof if the dayan is kasher and a mumcha, an expert. Similarly, Remeir says, Zeb poisel eidav shel zeh, v'zeb poisel eidav shel zeh, each party can disqualify the other's witnesses. While the Chacham say, it depends. Emesai bizman shemei v'alein rayash en kareven lepsulun. He can disqualify an aid only with proof that the aid is indeed pasul, such as that he is a relative or not suitable to be an aid. Avam hoi kasherin en yochel apaslan. He cannot disqualify an aid without a proof of the aid to be kasher. The Gemara asks, according to Remeir, kol kamina depasul dayani, in the Reish, how can one party disqualify the other's dying without any proof? And in the Seifa, how can one party disqualify the other's Eidim without any proof? Rechon explains regarding the Reish of dying, ba'arkoyitcha besur yoshanu. The Mishnah refers to a dying who was an amateur. Therefore, Remeir holds zeb poisul dayani shel zeh, one party can reject this dying because he does not know the halachas. While the Chacham hold loy kol hemenu lifsal dayin shemchu rab malein. Since the dayin is kosher and accepted by the public, he's considered like a mumcha, like an expert, and cannot be rejected without a proof. However, a dayin who is an expert, even Remeir agrees that one party cannot reject the dayin without a proof. Regarding the seifa of Edim, the Gemara offers two approaches. Rish Lakish says, Tenei eidoi, the kabli aleho kebetrei. The Mishnah is a case where the malva, the lender, had only one witness. And although regarding mum and monetary matters, two witnesses are required, in this case, both parties agreed to accept his testimony like that of two eidim. And Remeir concurs with his opinion in the next Mishnah that Yochel Lachzabai, although they previously agreed, the two parties can later retract and demand testimony of two eidim. That's what Remeir means, Zeh Poitzel Eidu Shal Zeh, one Baldin retracted and is no longer willing to accept the testimony of one witness. While the Chacham concur with their opinion that Eino Yochel Achzabai, since the two parties already agreed, they cannot retract and they must accept the testimony of this aid. Therefore they say, Avalon Hoyu Kisherin, Eino Yochel Apaslan. He cannot retract. Belaza says, Bevohu V'achel Apaslan. The Mishnah refers to a case where the Leiva, the borrower, together with another person, testified against the Malva's witnesses that they are Apostle Eidus. The Gemara asks, Kol Kemine, Negebe Eidusehu. The Leiva's testimony ought to be disqualified because he gains from his testimony that this witness cannot testify against him, and he will become exempt from paying the loan. The Gemara offers two explanations. Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ika says, "Kegen shekara lav iru d'pagam mishpacha." The two testify that the entire family of the witness was pasul eidus, such as that they are descendants of avodim, servants. Remeir holds Zeb Paisel Eidiv Shel Zeb because the Leiva is not Negiya Be'edus because Hani Amishpacha Kamasadi, Ve'iu Memela Kapasel. The testimony is only on the family in general, not on the witness, and once the family becomes Pasel, this witness automatically becomes Pasel. While the Chacham hold Eniyach Le'Pasel because Seif Negiya Be'edusehu, the Leiva is Negiya Be'edus because his testimony causes the witness to become Pasel. Rav Dima Amir Yechanan says, Machlekes b'shtei kiti edim. The Mishnah refers to a case where the Malva claimed to have two sets of edim, but he only brought one set. And now the Leiva together with another person testified against these edim. Remeir holds, Zeb Paisel edim shel zeh, he can disqualify the first set, because the Leiva is not negeya be'edus, because Remeir holds Sarach Levar. The Malva needs to verify all his proofs and bring both sets of edim to Bezin. Therefore, the Leiva would not gain from disqualifying the first set, because Shari Omer Malva Shiesh Lekat Acheres. The Malva claimed he has a second set, and they will come and testify against him. While the Chacham hold any Yechel Apostle, he cannot disqualify the first set, because the Leiva is Negei Be'edus, because the Chacham hold Ein Etzarach Levar. The Malva does not need to verify all his proofs. Therefore, the Leiva would gain from disqualifying the first set, because Yechel Leimer Ein Li'ed. The Malva does not need to bring the second set of Edom. Rashi mentions a second girsa in which the reasoning of the Machlekes is in the reverse. Remeir holds Zeb Paisel Edom Shel Zeb. He can disqualify the first set because the Leiva is not Negeya Be'edus, because Remeir holds Ein Etzarach Levar, the Malva does not need to verify all his proofs. Therefore, the Leiva would not gain from disqualifying the first set because Daya Bekat Achas HaKasherim. The second set is sufficient and the first set is not needed. While the Chacham hold Ein Yochel Apostlam, he cannot disqualify the first set because the Leiva is Negeya Be'edus, because the Chacham holds Tzarach Levar. The Malva does need to verify all his proofs and bring both sets of Edom to Bezin. Therefore, the Leiva would gain from disqualifying the first set because the first set is also needed. However, according to both Pshatim of Rashi, Remeir agrees, Bekat Achas, Ein Yochel Apostlam, certainly if the Malva has only one set of Edom, the Leiva cannot disqualify them because he is Negeya Be'edus. And Remeir also agrees, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, that if Nimtzis Kat Shnia Karevin Epesulin, Kvar Ha'idu Edom HaRishayim. Even if the second set also becomes Pasul later on, the first set still remains Pasul, and the Leiva is not retroactively considered a Negeya Be'edus because at the time of his testimony, he was not Negeya Be'edus because the second set was Kasher at that time. This discussion continues in the next daf.